Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Is South Africa a recycling nation, and what is the ultimate solution for our waste problem? So answering that question for us is Professor Melanie Sampson. She's a senior lecturer in human geography at WITS. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us, Prof.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm actually an associate professor of sociology at UJ now.
Oh, well, there we go. Okay, so was that a promotion?
Yes, it was a promotion.
Well, congratulations.
Very wonderful department. Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's just talk about, you know, are we a recycling nation? What's your thought?
No, I mean, very few South Africans are actually actively recycling. I think the statistics are that in metropolitan areas, just under 13% of households recycle. In rural areas, it's around 3%. But I think the really important thing to note is that while as residents, we are terrible at separating our recyclables and making sure that they move out of the waste stream, we have these incredible environmental champions, the waste pickers or reclaimers, as they call themselves in Johannesburg, who, because we don't separate at source in our homes, they separate our recyclables for us outside our homes. And they, you know, in the past were collecting 80 to 90% of the used packaging and paper that was actually recycled in the country. And it's because of them that we have recycling rates for some materials that are on par with European countries. So as residents, what we really need to be doing is encouraging and supporting the reclaimers. And in addition, we need to start separating our materials to give to the reclaimers.
So
they make us a recycling nation.
You know, it's quite amazing how many people say, well, you know what, I don't recycle because it's creating jobs for these people. At which point, I just write the person off because I don't hold by that. Mm-hmm. That you shouldn't recycle because it's creating jobs for somebody else.
No, that's ridiculous. Because if you sort your material, it doesn't put them out of a job. It just means that they don't have to dig into your rubbish bin. And one of the things that I find absurd is, you know, residents often complain that reclaimers make a mess, they're digging through my bins, I don't like them invading my privacy. Well, the only reason they have to go through your bin is because you've put recyclables there. So if we stop putting things of value in the rubbish, then reclaimers won't go through it. And so I think we really need to be much more conscious of our own actions.
How do we change our psychology? How do we get people, you know, up to speed?
I think there's two things. One, in terms of your question, which is about psychology, is In Brixton and Auckland Park and extending to some other areas of Johannesburg, actually many other areas of Johannesburg, we have what's called a recycling with reclaimers project, where the resident associations have partnered with the African Reclaimers Organization, which represents reclaimers in that area and across the city. And they have said, look, we want reclaimers to collect our recyclables. Now, a key part of this is the reclaimers themselves have been doing education workshops, you know, for the adults, for the kids in the schools, for kids in the creches. And what we have found is that when a reclaimer comes and speaks for herself and says, you know, my name is Ntombi and I've been collecting your recyclables for all of these years, would you please rather put them in this bag for me? I think when there's the human element, it does make quite a difference and helps people to change their attitudes. But what I want to note is, you know, it's not just about psychology, it is also about policy. And I'll give the example when I was doing my PhD in Toronto and Canada. The waste management provider simply changed the rules and said you can put out organics every week, you can only put out regular rubbish every other week, and you can put out recyclables every other week. And that really forced people to start separating all their materials because otherwise things would get very stinky and the scent would get into them.
Okay, well.
So Professor Sampson, it's Gary. May I ask you a question as well? And what I found, what you just said, very interesting, and about separating, obviously, the rubbish and how you put it out and things. And Living in Johannesburg, I find a lot of estates do that. They sort of encourage and give you the means to separate your plastics and stuff and bottles and whatever. But I find mostly it's just in one or two estates. I find that it's not really, maybe my perception is wrong, but how do we make it more effective? How do we get the average household to actually understand, to educate them, possibly show them the consequences of not doing it? Maybe the fact that it won't even be collected at that point, you know, that our waste collectors will not pick it up. I mean, currently, when I drive around and I see these waste collectors, they just throw anything into the back. There seems to be no control at all.
Yeah, I think that there's two different things here. You know, one, as we say, is the education of the residents, right? And I did lay out some of the ways in which this could be done. I think a key piece of the education and consciousness changing that hasn't happened in South Africa is to redefine what waste is. As long as we talk about recyclables and things of value being waste, then people will automatically think the place for it is in the rubbish bin. But once we get people to understand this isn't waste, this is something of value, this is a commodity, you know, this is an input, this is something that can be reused, then people might start to think twice about putting it into their rubbish bin. But as I did say, I think that it's not just about individuals making change. It's about picking up and the city of Johannesburg making better policy, enforcing that policy. And, you know, I have looked at the pictures that are on your webpage. They were sent to me. And actually what I see in these pictures has nothing to do with recycling. The mess that you're seeing in the CBD is the result of inadequate waste management service provision by Pick It Up. They're not collecting the waste frequently enough, and they're not sweeping the streets frequently enough. And that started many years ago when Pick It Up was formed, and the city wanted it to be a profit-making entity. And so they cut back on the number of workers who were doing street cleaning and street collection. Yep. So
absolutely,
the way to solve that stuff is to start providing rubbish bins and regular collection.
And as a result, Pick It Up has actually become Leave It There. So thank you very much. That's Associate Professor Melanie Sampson, who is an Associate Professor of Social Sciences at University of Johannesburg.